Hey guys, Steve Webb here. I'm taking a moment out of my time off from producing new content for the show to ask a big favor of you. I have a younger brother who desperately needs your prayers. We haven't been close because my parents were divorced when I was 3 years old, and after the divorce, I didn't see my father again until I was 40. After the divorce, he remarried a few years later and had two more children whom I didn't meet until I was about 42 or 43 after our father passed away. I don't want to go into details here, but my brother has had a pretty rough life, and now he's very sick. Please pray for healing, healing for his body, and healing for his soul. I believe he knows the Lord, but because of his past, it's hard for him to accept that God loves him and can forgive him. We live on opposite sides of the country, so my ability to be in his life in a meaningful way is limited. But God is not restricted by distances. Pray that my brother will completely put his life in God's hands. Would you? Pray that God would heal my brother's body for God's glory so that my brother will know that God has the power to do great things in his life. Would you do that? I'd appreciate it so much, and so would my brother. Thanks. Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is episode number 174. Today we're going to be closing out the book of 1 Chronicles by reading the final chapter, chapter 29, and we'll read the first four chapters of the book of 2 Chronicles. Let's begin, shall we? 1 Chronicles chapter 29. King David said to the entire assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is just an inexperienced young man, and the task is great, for this palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. So I have made every effort to provide what is needed for the temple of my God, including the gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, as well as a large amount of onyx, settings of antimony and other stones, all kinds of precious stones, and alabaster. Now, to show my commitment to the temple of my God, I donate my personal treasure of gold and silver to the temple of my God, in addition to all that I have already supplied for this holy temple. This includes 3,000 talents of gold from Ophir and 7,000 talents of refined silver for overlaying the walls of the buildings, for gold and for silver items, and for all the work of the craftsmen. Who else wants to contribute to the Lord today? The leaders of the families, the leaders of the Israelite tribes, the commanders of units of 1,000 and 100, and the supervisors of the king's work contributed willingly. They donated for the service of God's temple 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. All who possessed precious stones donated them to the treasury of the Lord's temple, which was under the supervision of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people were delighted with their donations, for they contributed to the Lord with a willing attitude. King David was also very happy. David praised the Lord before the entire assembly. O Lord God of our father Israel, you deserve praise forevermore. O Lord, you are great, mighty, majestic, magnificent, glorious, and sovereign over all the sky and earth. You have dominion and exalt yourself as the ruler of all. You are the source of wealth and honor. You rule over all. You possess strength and might to magnify and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give thanks to you and praise your majestic name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be in a position to contribute this much? Indeed, everything comes from you, and we have simply given back to you what is yours. For we are resident foreigners and nomads in your presence, like all our ancestors. Our days are like a shadow on the earth, without security. O Lord our God, all this wealth, which we have collected to build a temple for you to honor your holy name, comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you examine thoughts and are pleased with integrity. With pure motives I contribute all this, and now I look with joy as your people who have gathered here contribute to you. O Lord God of our ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, maintain the motives of your people and keep them devoted to you. Make my son Solomon willing to obey your commands, rules, and regulations, and to complete building the palace for which I have made preparations." David told the entire assembly, "Praise the Lord your God." So the entire assembly praised the Lord God of their ancestors. They bowed down and stretched out flat on the ground before the Lord and the king. The next day they made sacrifices and offered burnt offerings to the Lord, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs. along with their accompanying drink offerings and many other sacrifices for all Israel. They held a feast before the Lord that day and celebrated. Then they designated Solomon, David's son, as king a second time. Before the Lord, they anointed him as ruler and Zadok as priest. Solomon sat on the Lord's throne as king in place of his father David. He was successful and all Israel was loyal to him. All the officers and warriors, as well as all of King David's sons, pledged their allegiance to King Solomon. The Lord greatly magnified Solomon before all Israel and bestowed on him greater majesty than any king of Israel before him. David, son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. He reigned over Israel 40 years. He reigned in Hebron 7 years and in Jerusalem 33 years. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. His son Solomon succeeded him. King David's accomplishments from start to finish are recorded in the annals of Samuel the prophet, the annals of Nathan the prophet, and the annals of Gad the prophet. Recorded there are all the facts about his reign and accomplishments, and an account of the events that involved him, Israel, and all the neighboring kingdoms. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Solomon, son of David, solidified his royal authority, for the Lord his God was with him and magnified him greatly. Solomon addressed all Israel, including those who commanded units of 1,000 and 100, the judges and all the leaders of Israel who were heads of families. Solomon and the entire assembly went to the worship center in Gibeon, for the tent where they met God was located there, which Moses, the Lord's servant, had made in the wilderness. Now David had brought up the Ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim to the place he had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it in Jerusalem. But the bronze altar made by Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, was in front of the Lord's tabernacle. Solomon and the entire assembly prayed to him there. Solomon went up to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the meeting tent, and he offered up 1,000 burnt offerings. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Tell me what I should give you." Solomon replied to God, "You demonstrated great loyalty to my father David and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, may your promise to my father David be realized, for you have made me king over a great nation as numerous as the dust of the earth. Now give me wisdom and discernment so I can effectively lead this nation. Otherwise, no one is able to make judicial decisions for this great nation of yours." God said to Solomon, "Because you desire this and did not ask for riches, wealth, and honor, or for vengeance on your enemies, and because you did not ask for long life, but requested wisdom and discernment so you could make judicial decisions for my people over whom I have made you king, you are granted wisdom and discernment. Furthermore, I am giving you riches, wealth, and honor surpassing that of any king before or after you." Solomon left the meeting tent at the worship center in Gibeon and went to Jerusalem, where he reigned over Israel. Solomon accumulated chariots and horses. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses. He kept them in assigned cities and in Jerusalem. The king made silver and gold as plentiful in Jerusalem as stones. Cedar was as plentiful as sycamore fig trees are in the lowlands. Solomon acquired his horses from Egypt and from Kew. The king's traders purchased them from Kew. They paid 600 silver pieces for each chariot from Egypt and 150 silver pieces for each horse. They also sold chariots and horses to all the kings of the Hittites and to the kings of Syria. 2 Chronicles chapter 2. Solomon ordered a temple to be built to honor the Lord, as well as a royal palace for himself. Solomon had 70,000 common laborers and 80,000 stonecutters in the hills, in addition to 3,600 supervisors. Solomon sent a message to King Huram of Tyre, "Help me as you did my father David when you sent him cedar logs for the construction of his palace. Look, I am ready to build a temple to honor the Lord my God and to dedicate it to him in order to burn fragrant incense before him, to set out the bread that is regularly displayed, and to offer burnt sacrifices each morning and evening and on Sabbaths, new moon festivals, and at other times appointed by the Lord our God. This is something Israel must do on a permanent basis. I will build a great temple, for our God is greater than all gods. Of course, who can really build a temple for him, since the sky and the highest heavens cannot contain him? Who am I that I should build him a temple? It will really only be a place to offer sacrifices before him. Now send me a man who is skilled in working with gold silver, bronze, and iron, as well as purple, crimson, and violet-colored fabrics, and who knows how to engrave. He will work with my skilled craftsmen here in Jerusalem and Judah, whom my father David provided. Send me cedars, evergreens, and algum trees from Lebanon, for I know your servants are adept at cutting down trees in Lebanon. My servants will work with your servants to supply me with large quantities of timber, for I am building a great, magnificent temple. Look, I will pay your servants who cut the timber 20,000 cores of ground wheat, 20,000 cores of barley, 120,000 gallons of wine, and 120,000 gallons of olive oil. King Huram of Tyre sent this letter to Solomon. Because the Lord loves his people, he has made you their king. Huram also said, Worthy of praise is the Lord God of Israel, who made the sky and the earth. He has given David a wise son, who has discernment and insight, and will build a temple for the Lord, as well as a royal palace for himself. Now I am sending you Huram Abi, a skilled and capable man, whose mother is a Danite and whose father is a Tyrian. He knows how to work with gold, silver, bronze, iron, stones, and wood, as well as purple, violet, white, and crimson fabrics. He knows how to do all kinds of engraving and understands any design given to him. He will work with your skilled craftsmen and the skilled craftsmen of my lord David, your father. Now let my lord send to his servants the wheat, barley, olive oil, and wine he has promised. We will get all the timber you need from Lebanon and bring it in raft-like bundles by sea to Joppa. You can then haul it on up to Jerusalem. Solomon took a census of all the male resident foreigners in the land of Israel after the census his father David had taken. There were 153,600 in all. He designated 70,000 as common laborers, 80,000 as stonecutters in the hills, and 3,600 as supervisors to make sure the people completed the work. 2 Chronicles chapter 3. Solomon began building the Lord's temple in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. This was the place that David prepared at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began building on the second day of the second month of the fourth year of his reign. Solomon laid the foundation for God's temple. Its length, determined according to the old standard of measure, was 90 feet and its width 30 feet. The porch in front of the main hall was 30 feet long, corresponding to the width of the temple, and its height was 30 feet. He plated the inside with pure gold. He paneled the main hall with boards made from evergreen trees and plated it with fine gold, decorated with palm trees and chains. He decorated the temple with precious stones. The gold he used came from Parvaim. He overlaid the temple's rafters, thresholds, walls, and doors with gold. He carved decorative cherubim on the walls. He made the most holy place. Its length was 30 feet, corresponding to the width of the temple, and its width 30 feet. He plated it with 600 talents of fine gold. The gold nails weighed 50 shekels. He also plated the upper areas with gold. In the most holy place, he made two images of cherubim and plated them with gold. The combined wingspan of the cherubs was 30 feet. One of the first cherub's wings was 7.5 feet long and touched one wall of the temple. Its other wing was also 7.5 feet long and touched one of the second cherub's wings. Likewise, one of the second cherub's wings was 7.5 feet long and touched the outer wall of the temple. Its other wing was also 7.5 feet long and touched one of the first cherub's wings. The combined wingspan of these cherubim was 30 feet. They stood upright, facing inward. He made the curtain out of violet, purple, crimson, and white fabrics. He embroidered on it decorative cherubim. In front of the temple, he made two pillars which had a combined length of 52.5 feet, with each having a plated capital 7.5 feet high. He made ornamental chains and put them on top of the pillars. He also made 100 pomegranate-shaped ornaments and arranged them within the chains. He set up the pillars in front of the temple, one on the right side and the other on the left. He named the one on the right Jachin and the one on the left Boaz. 2 Chronicles chapter 4. He made a bronze altar 30 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 15 feet high. He also made the big bronze basin called the Sea. It measured 15 feet from rim to rim, was circular in shape, and stood 7.5 feet high. Its circumference was 45 feet. Images of bulls were under it all the way around, 10 every 18 inches all the way around. The bulls were in two rows and had been cast with the sea. The sea stood on top of 12 bulls. Three faced northward, three westward, three southward, and three eastward. The sea was placed on top of them, and they all faced outward. It was 4 fingers thick, and its rim was like that of a cup shaped like a lily blossom. It could hold 18,000 gallons. He made 10 washing basins. He put 5 on the south side and 5 on the north side. In them they rinsed the items used for burnt offerings. The priests washed in the sea. He made 10 gold lampstands according to specifications and put them in the temple, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. He made 10 tables and set them in the temple, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. He also made 100 gold bowls. He made the courtyard of the priests and the large enclosure and its doors. He plated their doors with bronze. He put the sea on the south side, in the southeast corner. Huram-Abi made the pots, shovels, and bowls. He finished all the work on God's temple he had been assigned by King Solomon. He made the 2 pillars, the 2 bowl-shaped tops of the pillars, the lattice work for the bowl-shaped tops of the 2 pillars, the 400 pomegranate-shaped ornaments for the lattice work of the 2 pillars. Each lattice work had 2 rows of these ornaments at the bowl-shaped top of the pillar. The 10 movable stands with their 10 basins, the big bronze basin called the sea with its 12 bowls underneath, and the pots, shovels, and meat forks. All the items King Solomon assigned Huram-Abi to make for the Lord's temple were made from polished bronze. The king had them cast in earthen foundries in the region of the Jordan between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon made so many of these items they did not weigh the bronze. While we don't have the detail here in the book of 2 Chronicles like we did earlier when we read about the construction of the temple, but the description here still makes me want to be able to see the temple. How about you? Well, it's been great spending this time with you again today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. See you tomorrow.